Namaste. The sunlit path. So the Vedic Rishi spoke of two paths, the dark and the bright path. So either which way you go, you will land up with the divine, that part, because he is everywhere. But the dark path is a path of struggle, suffering, misery. And many people have made a gospel out of this. No, you cannot go to God without suffering. So they start inflicting suffering upon themselves. It is the path of the Asura, who does not believe in a benevolent God. He believes in a cruel God. Titans worship a God who is mighty. They don't believe in a kind, smiling God. That's why they don't go to Narayana. Sweet Narayana, sitting nicely with Lakshmiji. They go to Shiva. Why? Because they'll get power from there. And they don't know Shiva's power. If he presses his thumb, your hands will come down. But they, you know, that's their... They will also run away from Krishna. Too much of delight, love. He's speaking of love, delight, freedom. But Krishna, when he shows his form of Kurukshetra. So basically, there is the dark path, which is a path of struggle, suffering. And people make too much out of it. In life, there is suffering, no doubt about it. But that's not the intended plan. The intended plan is a joyous outflowering of creation. The Divine Mother does not want us to suffer. So the joyous outflowering of creation is to turn to the Mother and to refer everything to her, to open to her, to receive her, to live according to her will. Now, sounds very simple. Let thy will be done. But Mother, let thy will be my will. So that's the problem. So sunlit path is not that outwardly there will be no difficulties. There will be. It's the evolution process. Things will be left behind. Baby cat. So baby cat, mother cat will carry and jump. So when the mother cat, when she's holding us so nice, I don't have to make effort. Mama will jump. So when she jumps, what happens? Suddenly you are disoriented. The little cat says, where was my place? So mother cat says, you left yourself in my hand, so I have taken you, leap. So there is the baby cat and the mother cat. So same way, the difficulties will be there in sunlit path. Sunlit path does not mean that there will not be difficulties and challenges of life. But the sadhak will not feel them. Because of his attitude, he will always experience a supporting hand of grace carrying us through everything. This will be his constant experience. It's like Kurukshetra will be there. Krishna told Arjuna, Sarva dharman parityajya mamikam sharanam braja, before the war has begun, no? So Arjuna obviously did it. Did it mean that war didn't happen and Krishna said, okay, fine, with my maya I'm going to change everything. Suddenly there is no Kurukshetra and the Kauravas say, let's have a party, you take the Rajya. No, it won't happen. But this, because that is the world play. But the individual is carried safely. The world play will become sunlit when there is transformation. That is what, why Sri Aurobindo wants the transformation of earthly nature, so that the world itself, there is no sunlit path required. The darkness is transformed into light. Then there is no more struggle in evolution. But right now there is struggle. There is the clash of forces. There is the fight between the titans and the gods. But you will be carried in safe hands. You will see the scenes which are horror scenes, sometimes something touching you and, you know, nestling you. But you will go inwardly unscathed through all this. So it is the path of surrender, the path of faith, the path of love. And if one can do it, it opens from the heart. It is not the path which comes from the mind. Ifs and buts and doubts. The sunlit path is the way of the psychic. And what is the master movement of psychic? Love, devotion, bhakti, surrender. Why is it so difficult? Because the human mind in its arrogance, firstly it has suppressed the energies of the heart. One of the big civilizational losses. And the second is, it mistakes the energies of the heart for all kinds of things. And the second is, that even if it is there, it is regarded not as the master thing. Thought is ultimate. So in that sense, so the dynamism which comes from the core Even thought can't go up. See, we were talking about the five elements. You have to heat it, energize it, then it goes up. Otherwise, thought will become cold, air will settle down. It won't rise up. It won't give you warmth. It won't rise up. So, that fire in the heart, that love, which is so important. That's why the door to the sunlit path opens through the psychic being. So, if we find the psychic being, then we go through the sunlit path. It's a path where you don't go through tears and crying and, you know, God will whip us, then only we will awaken. God is not interested in whipping us. He is interested in carrying us safely and happily and smoothly and swiftly. That's His plan. But for that we have to surrender ourselves completely to God. And this surrender means then. It means that make me dance to your tune. Whatever way. The ego may like it, it may not like it, doesn't matter. All the ideas of we carry about life, about yoga, will be smashed to the ground. Because it's an evolution fast forward. And through that entire process, which is not an easy process, one has to just hold on with faith and endure the change. Faith and endurance, the two things that the mother said. Faith and surrender. Faith and surrender. Ma, 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 ma. To call her in everything that we do in life, to call her at every moment of life, to call her whenever we can, before, ending, everything, to keep her always, to have a contact with her all the time, through all the twists and turns and trials and tribulations. And challenges will come. Mind you know, some people, they do this, but they have this idea, oh, in my life now, everything will be all right. It may not be. Because these forces see, here is a man going through the VIP route, green channel. No, diplomatic channel. Who is this fellow? Let me see, he's smuggling gold inside. Ambition inside. So they will try to touch. How they will touch? You are safe. So how they will touch? They will touch those who are around you. They will touch the things to which you can be attached. They'll try that. That's why it is much better if two beings both are turned on the path. Otherwise it can be. And Mother speaks of this. She says that, you know, from the very beginning, these forces tried to. And she says they can't hurt me. So they try to take hold of those who are around her, who love her. Because they know now next in queue. So before one can jump, they try to shake. That's why the darkness is densest before the dawn. And yet if you can remain steadfast in faith and surrender, then time comes when you are in it and you are carried. But it, you know, they try to touch you wherever there is a weak spot. So they will expose ruthlessly, and then what is to be done? Same process. They touch a weak spot inside you and you say, Ma, surrender. Ma, surrender. You know best. Let thy will be done. That is how the process of change takes place. They will touch those spots and you have to. So sunlit path is not that from today I'll get promotion in time, I'll have, you know, no money problem, everything. That's a different kind of divine. That divine is keeping us tied. If I have a court case, I'll win. It normally she takes care of everything because she's the mother of everything. But that's not the main purpose of sunlit path. Sunlit path is about the evolution from earth to the sun. That's why the sunlit path, through the rays you climb to the sun. That's what it means. There is something which he says in Savitri, but few are they who tread the sunlit path. It needs a great strength and surrender. Vast surrender was his only strength. There's a line in Savitri. At the end, when Ashupati is reached that point, face to face with the Divine Mother. So what is his power, which is ultimate power? A vast surrender was his only strength. This light comes not by struggle or by thought. In the mind, silence the transcendent acts, and the hushed heart hears the unuttered word. A vast surrender was his only strength. Namaste.